This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He absolutely could have just ended the entire story about speeding. All he had to do was come out and go, you know what, guys? I made a mistake. I know there was an issue before. I'm lucky to be alive right now. I got caught up in the moment. I was driving. There was no one else around, and the speed got away from me. I apologize. I don't recommend to anybody out there to run to drive over 100 miles an hour, and I just apologize, and that's the end of it. If he would have just said that, the story would have ended. It would be over. There's no follow-up questions on that. Somebody may have asked another, and Miles could say, I already told you guys, I'm sorry. I wish I wouldn't have done it. And that would have been the end of it, and I'm sorry. And I, you know, Ken Kerman's 100% right. He's not a leader. A leader would have stepped out there today and just said, I'm sorry that I did that. And that story is over. Just end it. Now,
Andy,
by not saying anything, this is my finish here, by not saying anything in the beginning and just saying, well, I'm talking, even if he would have just said, my attorneys have told me I can't talk about it, I think the story probably would have died a little bit more. I don't get it. I love Myles Garrett. He is the best football player on this team. Step up and just be a little bit of a leader and say, I made a mistake. Everybody wants to forgive you for it. I think we all understand it. Look, no one really wants to do that. Why wouldn't you have just said, I'm sorry, and we could have moved on, and we wouldn't be talking about it at all? It'd be over.
He killed the story anyway by not talking about it.
I don't think he did.
Yep. Nobody's going to ask him again. Nobody's going to ask him again. Should he have talked about it? You're dang right he should have talked about it. But he killed the story too by not talking about it.
I think it brings up more questions about his role in the organization, how he feels about other players. What's up?
I have the cut.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, let's play the cut again. Let's play the cut.
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things, but I try to keep my personal life personal. I'd rather focus on this team when I can.
The problem, and now you're bringing up the fact you want to keep your personal life, then don't be begging for a trade in the offseason when now it looks like everybody said, well, the only reason he's still here is because of the money. I just face the music. Like, we all make mistakes. Everybody wants to forgive.
He doesn't make mistakes on this. He's a habitual speeder. I mean, according to reports, he's had 8 speeding tickets since he's come to the Browns. You had 8 speeding tickets in the last 8 years?
No.
Neither have I. Miles has a problem when it comes to speed on the highways. It's a problem. He needs to stop doing it before he hurts others again. And, you know, I sure hope I'm not on 71 when he goes blown by. I do. Andy, that's unnerving when cars go flying by you at a high rate of speed. That's unnerving. Any little misstep by someone whose doors are getting blown off by somebody going 100, you know, you just happen to move. You know, let's say you're going to pass somebody who's in front of you going 65 and you want to go 70. So you're going to pass that person, right?
Right.
And you look in your rearview mirror, you look in their side mirror, that person's, you know, there's a car, but that's way back there. And you reasonably move out to pass that car. Well, you don't know if that car is going 100. And if it is, it's on you, you know, in a heartbeat. And that's problematic. It could be really bad. Miles should have addressed it. And he needs to slow down before he hurts somebody or himself again.
This is where we get into these conversations, and I think I say this just from the perspective of getting to know a lot of these guys along the way, and it doesn't matter what sport, and it's just, you know, people always say, oh, they got away with that because they're that, because they're an athlete, because they make a lot of money. And then, you know, Miles kind of was getting irritated about, yes, I want Miles to talk about football. But I just needed him for 30 seconds to go, you know what, kids? It's not the right thing to do. I'm sorry I was wrong. End of story. It's over. And Jeff, when you say it's over, it's probably over for him. You're right, he's not. But now it lingers out here. He doesn't care. But out here, people are like, oh, they have the same assumption that you do, that he's a habitual speeder.
Well, he is.
He's got a problem.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So he got a little, you want to say that he got a little, I don't know.
The first one, when they asked about it and his response that he had to the speeding situation, again, if you missed it.
It was Jeff Schoedel.
This is the first time that it came up with Jeff Schoedel.
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field.
But still, I mean, people want to know about it.
People want to know a lot of things, but I try to keep my personal life personal. I'd rather focus on this team when I can.
Jeff Schoedel then tried to follow up again.
What kind of a leadership does that show when you get pulled over by the cops?
Again, you're asking the same question, and I've answered it two different times. So I'm going to need you to ask a different question so I can focus on this team and not, you know, this headline you're trying to get out of this question you're asking.
There was only one headline. People just want to know if you're sorry. That's it. Isn't that it, Jeff? Am I wrong? I'm wrong, just tell me.
I think it's bigger than that. It's not all well and good if he says, yeah, I screwed up, I'm sorry. Well, of course you are. You got caught by the cops. Again, it became a major problem. The problem is, Andy, he's a habitual speeder, and my fear is that he hurts somebody or he hurts himself again. That happened before.
How many games did he miss that last time? I forgot.
I don't recall. But he was hurt, so was his passenger. And, you know, heaven forbid that he kills somebody. I mean, seriously. This isn't the same type of deal as Henry Ruggs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Henry was in a city and going like 120. You know, that's ridiculous. Miles is in a car that's built to go 100 miles an hour. But you don't do that on a public highway. You just don't. I mean, it's
in a city, especially.
Well,
there
he
are places
out,
in this country
the,
where
he
you
was
can...
was out in the country.
Right.
I mean...
Well, Strongsville's not exactly...
71's open enough that, you know, you're driving in a Ferrari and blah, blah, blah,
if
blah,
then,
blah,
if there's
blah,
nobody
blah.
On the road, I get
right,
that,
Right, and it's 2 a.m. I get that. That still doesn't make it right. It's still illegal. He still has to pay a fine, and I fear for him. I fear for anybody who might. I fear for anybody who's an innocent bystander who might get caught up in something that happened. And that, I wish he would have said something today. He didn't, but Andy, I still think he killed the story.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We would have still been talking about it had he said he was sorry. I mean, what is he supposed to say there? I screwed up. I won't do it again. Well, we've heard that before. We've heard that before. Mary Kay has written stories where he has said, my family members are trying to get me to slow down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Well, there's one way you're going to slow down.
Do you want to join in? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Alona is in Amherst. Is that right? Alona, did I say that right?
That is correct. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
A retired physician in Lorain. Thank you. It's my mother's name.
Nice.
I am a retired physician in Lorain County. And when I became a physician, when I did all my training and put my everything out there, I made a conscious effort to take care of myself because I owed it to my family, my patients, the hospital, all the training and hours going into giving me these skills I needed to be a doctor. And I've refrained from partaking in stupid things that could injure me terribly. Miles Garrett is lacking discipline. He's lacking a professional attitude towards his job. He owes it not only to his family and the people on the highway driving around him. He owes it to the fans of Cleveland and to the Cleveland Browns. He is a professional, high-level professional. He's not acting like it. He's not acting like a leader. Whether or not the story goes away, I don't think it can until he can show by his actions that he actually is a responsible adult. And that's really all I have to say.
All right, Alona, thank you.
Even if he had said, I'm sorry, Alona's right. It doesn't, until his actions show that he's changed this, doesn't mean anything. Now, it's been a while since he had that accident, but here you go. I don't get driving 100. I could get driving and getting a speeding ticket on 71 at 2 a.m. after a game. I could understand that. Okay? We've all gone faster than the speed limit in a car. We've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can say, well, you get 10 miles an hour, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. You broke the law because you went over the speed limit. It's just, did the police officer want to pull you over? Did he not? He's got to slow down, Andy. I mean, that's a problem. It's a public nuisance is what it is. And it could become a public hazard and a public catastrophe. And if he wants that on his shoulders, well, good luck to you. I mean, seriously, I mean, what could happen? People could die. That's what happens. I see guys go by me on the bullet bikes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like every time they do, I think, your mom's gonna just be crushed when you hit a rock and you go flying. You know, these guys, they're public highways and people should just not do that. You want to speed, Miles? Go to Mid Ohio. I mean, become a race car driver. Learn how to do it. Get trained. Do it. But don't do it on my highways.
Hmm. All right, we'll take some phone calls on this. You heard Myles Garrett. You know, he didn't want to say anything.
Say a word.
He didn't want to say anything about it. So, and then I spent the next 2-3 minutes just thinking about, wouldn't it have just been okay for him to get out there and just say, you know what, I'm sorry. I wish this wouldn't happen. And I'm really going to check my speed.
Doesn't solve the
problem. Well, I've got to check my speed moving forward. Coach has addressed the entire team about it. I mean, and you know, Kevin Stefanski said that straight out. I talked to him and I talked to the entire team about this. Kevin Myles had a golden opportunity to kind of set things straight today, and he chose not to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.